off the grandma. Don't know anything about open source.
Hi, how's it going? Are you local to this area, or which is Sunnyvale or
San Jose?
San Jose. Oh, cool. I'm from Berkeley, so this is all new for me. Like, I've never been to a picnics because I'm new to the Bay Area kind of thing. So yeah, I'm from Virginia actually, but I live in Berkeley now. Yeah, there's nothing like this in the East Coast. It's one year. I've got here last August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, they don't have anything like a Linux picnic. You know, it's like, you know, you don't see anything like this.
I thought they had it all over the U.S., yeah?
Linux picnics?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they do. I wasn't aware of it.
They started it here, and then it
Yeah, out. Yeah, right, right. Yeah, don't mind if I hope you don't mind I'm shooting videos on this.
It's actually small compared to what it was like before.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I was. The thing is, you know, I was at the Fremont. I was at the SVLUG Install Fest just now, and they had a Fremont library, and we got caught up there. So, like, we were planning on getting here earlier, but they kind of ran over a little bit. So.
Oh, okay.
But it's.
Is there a lot of people there or something?
There's like 13, 14 people.
Okay.
So it wasn't bad.
Yeah. That's not
but had some hardware problems, and then. So that's when we started to just say, you know, we're gonna bail out and get our veggie burgers and so. Mostly Ubuntu and Debian.
Okay.
Is that what you use or?
Well, I got Ubuntu here, but I normally use like Gentoo on my desktop.
Okay. Yeah, I use our lab. We have a Gentoo real-time Gentoo server running a real-time kernel.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. No, we need it for like data collection. So like, someone at the previous, we got these machines. We actually haven't tweaked them yet, because you know, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of mentality. So like, and it's still running like a 2.4 kernel. So yeah, it's pretty ghetto, but it's real time and it helps for MATLAB because we do use MATLAB. So yeah, but yeah, and at home I use Arch Linux, so you probably heard of Arch Linux, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so I've used Gentoo before, but I feel more comfortable with Slackware and Arch for some reason. I don't know why, but like, whatever personal preference, you know, whatever is your personal preference.
I think Slack is pretty clean, you know, compared to
Have you tried Arch? Have you tried Arch Linux? Give it a shot. I mean, it's not like compiling from source like Gentoo, but it's like lesser of a headache, and then I think I was gonna do Gentoo, but then because of all the internal problems going on in the community, I was like, you know, I can't rely on them, but maybe that's changing now. But who was the founder? What's his name? Daniel Robbins, is that right? Yeah. Is he back on the team now, or is he?
I don't know. I don't really get involved
in all this stuff. Yeah. I just figured, you know, I didn't want to, you know, join a troubled community maybe until it got a little stable. Arch Linux community is very stable, so.
Well, I think Gentoo stabilizes, you know. At least the distribution is stable.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know about the problems was, you know, when
I got a free invitation.
Sure. Yeah. All this crap happened. Yeah. Right. Don't mind. Yeah. I'm gonna just do a quick run through, but it was nice meeting you.
Perry?
Yeah.
Divic.
So next year I'm gonna.
Okay. Nice to meet you. Yeah. So I might be back. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice meeting you. Yeah. Hi. How's it going?